Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour tout le monde, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 119, numéro 119. I am very excited about this episode because I've received so many requests from you over the years for this particular topic, and finally, I took my sweet time, here it is. Today we are going to talk about coffee. We will learn a few different types of coffee and how to order it. Now, this episode is for coffee lovers, so apologies if coffee is not your thing. Now, I just want to preface this by saying that the world of coffee, ordering coffee, can be a little bit complex. Some coffee terms can mean different things depending on the French-speaking region that you are in, or even the particular cafe that you are in. So when you are in doubt and you don't want to get your coffee wrong, it's always a good idea to ask the staff to describe the coffees. Now, before we start, as always, if you are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome. Please make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet ready so you can see the spelling of the words while you listen. And there's no exercises for this particular episode, but you can still head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to go and download the other episode's exercises. All the links are in the episode, not on your podcast platform. So, let's get started. First, let's look at the few different types of coffee you can order. Un café. Un café, also known as un café noir, or un café simple, or un espresso. Un café noir, un café simple, ou un espresso. Now, this is essentially a shot of espresso served in a small cup. This is pretty much the default type of coffee in France. So just so you know, when you order un café, a coffee, that is what you'll get. Un double café ou un double espresso. Un double café ou un double espresso. That's just a double shot of espresso. Un café noisette. Un café noisette. That is a shot of espresso with a dash of hot milk. Now, noisette means hazelnut. Sorry, that is not a word I can pronounce properly. Noisette means hazelnut, but just to be clear, there is no hazelnut in this coffee, right? It is called noisette because of the color, the hazelnut color that the milk gives to the coffee. Un café noisette. Un café crème. Un café crème. Un café crème is somewhat equivalent to a cappuccino or a latte. It's made up of equal parts espresso, steel milk, and foam. Un café crème. Un café au lait. Un café au lait. Now that's similar to un café crème, but usually it has a lot more milk and it is served in a bigger cup or even a bowl, right? Usually people have this at breakfast time. And just a reminder, because I know many people order café au lait and they are disappointed, it is not your traditional latte. I'd say the closest thing that you get to a latte is the previous coffee on the list, un café crème, right? So un café au lait, lot more milk and served in a much bigger cup. Un café allongé ou un café américain. Un café allongé ou un café américain. This is a shot of espresso with extra hot water, so similar to an americano. Un café serré. Un café serré. This is a stronger version of espresso with less water used during brewing to create a more concentrated flavor, right? Un café serré. Un café déca ou décaféiné. Un café déca ou un café décaféiné. This is simply decaf coffee. Un café viennois. Un café viennois. That's an espresso with whipped cream on top, served in a large cup, un café viennois. Un café glacé, that's pretty much iced coffee, un café glacé. And last one on our list, un café gourmand, un café gourmand. So that one is not really a type of coffee in itself, but it's a dessert order where you get a coffee, so an espresso, and un café served with a selection of small pastries or sweets around the café. Un café gourmand. And now I've got a few additional vocabulary that you might need when you're ordering coffee. Sucre, that's sugar. Sucre. Sans sucre, without sugar. Sans sucre. Lait d'amande, almond milk. Lait d'amande. Lait de soja, soy milk. Lait de soja. Lait de coco, coconut milk. Lait de coco. And that's for those who don't drink dairy milk. And now that you have some vocabulary up your sleeve, let's see four phrases that you can use to order your coffee. Number one, je voudrais plus your coffee order plus s'il vous plaît. That's I would like plus your coffee order plus please. Par exemple, je voudrais un café s'il vous plaît. Je voudrais un café s'il vous plaît. I would like a coffee please. Number two, your coffee order plus s'il vous plaît. Par exemple, un café allongé, s'il vous plaît. Un café allongé, s'il vous plaît. Number three, pour moi, plus your coffee order, plus s'il vous plaît. And this is used when you are ordering with someone else. So, par exemple, pour moi, un café déca, s'il vous plaît. Pour moi, un café déca, s'il vous plaît. And the translation is, a decaf coffee for me, please. Number four, je vais prendre plus your coffee order plus s'il vous plaît. I will have plus whatever your order is plus please. Par exemple, je vais prendre un café serré s'il vous plaît. Je vais prendre un café serré s'il vous plaît. Now just a little note about the expression je vais prendre, je vais prendre. This is something I hear quite a bit inside my French Grammar Made Easy course from my students. When you are ordering food or drinks, right, and you want to say, I'll have this, 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 please, don't use j'aurais. I know that j'aurais is the direct word-for-word translation of I will have, but we do not use it in French. Instead, use je vais prendre. I will take. Je vais prendre ou je prendrai. Je vais prendre ou je prendrai. I will take. And that is it for today's episode. Now you know how to order a coffee in French. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I will chat with you next week. À bientôt. Bye.